Vayitern Shasri and Sanhedrin of Pei Gimel. Picking up on Pei Beis and Mabei by the bottom of the page. Second to the last line, continuing along. So, Rav Sheish said to Rav Acha Rav Huna, the Kohen who serves while he's tummy is not going to be Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim. In fact, the Gemara, really, is that true? But we got it says a Mishnah in Zvachim. In his vachim, zvachim, that says hayotzik va'abola va'apuchis va'amalech. Ha'amin va'amakish va'amasad is a shulchan. Ha'amid v'zan neiros ha'komets ha'makabel damim ba'chutz putter. Someone who does all these things, I'll explain what they are in just a minute. You do them outside of the Beis Hamikdash, then a person is going to be putter. Vein chayav maleim. Beep. Turn the page. Beit Gimel Amud Aleph. Lo mishum zarus, v'lo mishum tuma. They're not going to be chayav, not because of zarus, of not being a kohen, and not because of tuma. They're doing this type of service in tuma. V'lo mishum chusa begadim, not because lacking any of the clothing they have to be wearing. V'lo mishum ruchutz yadayim reglayim, and not because of a lack of washing their hands and their feet. These are all types of avodas. Let's go back to the previous thing we said. Hayotzik is somebody who puts oil on a type of carbon. Habola is someone who mixes oil with the flour. The poch is someone who breaks into pieces. Molech is someone who salts it. Medev is someone who waves it. Magus, you bring it. Masaz is shulchan, who goes and puts it on the table. Amaitiv is an eros, goes and prepares the lamps for the menorah. Komitz is someone who does kemitza, right, for the carbon mincha. Makabal dam, who receives the blood of an animal in the kli. And they do all these things. You're going to be potter. And you're not going to be chayim, like we said. Of any of these things, but not being a Kohen, or not be doing B'tumah, now, what is it? Because all of these things is not the last avodah, it's not the end of it, it's not like complete with this, right? The Tamara says, the Kohen says, let's finish it off. Ha mekater chayev. The only reason a kohen is not going to be chayev for doing all these different things while they're tamei is because it's not an end avoda. It's not the finishing part of the avoda that's happening over here, right? We know that a zar, someone who's not a kohen, can't be any of the avodas on the Beis HaMikdash. They could do shchita, but that's it. And any other avodas that are essential avodas that are done by a non kohen is going to be no good. It's going to be invalid. So by performing such a thing, it's going to passel it. However, the punishment given to a czar who does zavoda, which is misa v'shamayim, doesn't apply unless it is a concluding avoda, right? So, for example, if they put the dam of the animal on the mizbeach, or they put the komet to the mincha on the mizbeach, and they took away the shtei bezichin of the levon, the two things of the levana, and they burn it, and let's say by the lechem upon him. So, which means hamekater that have actually ended up going to burn, let's say the komets on the mizbeach or the tamei, then he would be chayev. My lav misa, isn't it saying he's going to be chayev misa? Ooh, Sakhar of Shisha say that a kohen who does something while he's tamei is not going to be chayev misa b'shamayim. Clearly, we see that he is going to be. And for the Gemara, lo bazhara. What does that mean when it says chayev? Rashi says lo who de mechayev dechsev v'lo yichalalu. Right, that means to say he was over in Isser. It says they shouldn't go ahead and be mechalo themselves. And you get malchus, but that's it. Ella zar namila azhara. If the Mishnah is saying that this azar is not going to be somebody's shamayim, then we should also learn out when it comes to a zar, to a non-kohen, that if he goes and he burns it on the mizbeach, then all he's going to be doing is over on the sar, but it's going to be chayim misa b'shamayim. Voksiv, but we know the pasuk says, seemingly not like that. Vazar kariv yumas. If they go and they do it, they shall die. And obviously, at least in regard to the iser of this non-kohen, the Mishnah is talking about chayim misa b'shamayim. Therefore, that when speaking about that doing while tamei, the Mishnah also is chayim misa b'shamayim, which goes against what Rav Sheisha says. And for the Gemara, Hakidisa, each one's talking about their own thing, right? We have the Kohen who serves, who's Tamei who serves, and he's over in Azara, and the other one's saying about the non-Kohen, Misa B'Shamayim, that's his own shtickle. And for the fact the Gemara, Mechlal Di Yotze Gabo Lav Nami Lo. Sounds like that means if the Kohen who's Tamei is only over the Isser when it's a finishing avoda, that means if he's not a finishing avoda, then he's not going to be over even in Isser. And how do we know that a Kohen that's Tamei that pours or mixes the oil of the mincha, of the carbon mincha, is going to be over in Isser at least? Talmud Lomar, Kedoshim Yu, Velo Yechalalu. you should be holy and not profane the name of the Lord. And for the Gemara, midrabanan, who cross machta b'alma. And that's just midrabanan, they're over in Isser, and it's a pasuk as a smachta. May survey, frag the Gemara. Ve'eluhein shebemisa. Again, Rav Shishi says, you're not chayiv misa. Ve'eluhein shebemisa. These are the ones that are chayiv misa b'shamayim. Tamei shishim is a kohen who's tamei, who serves the Beis HaMikdash. To Yufta, which goes and clearly knocks off Rav Shishi. This is Bryce that says that a kohen who's tamei, who does avodah, is going to be chayiv misa b'shamayim. Boom, the end. In a chinami. Frakta Gemara. Gufa. Actually, not frakta. First, we bring a statement, right? The Gemara said that the elu shebemisa, these are the ones who end up getting killed. The ochel is a tevel, somebody who gets misa bidei shamayim, someone who eats tevel, that's untithed produce. Ve'koin tami shachol truma tahor, koin tahor, I'm sorry, tami eats truma, that's tahor. V'zar shachol truma, zai eats it. V'zar shishimish, who azar, non-koin, who serves in the Beis HaMikdash, for tami shishimish, the tami does it. U'tful yom shishimish, t'ful yom, is the person who became tami, he went to the mikvah, and he's not completely tahor until sunset. So from that time, it's called a tful yom, for the time he goes to the mikvah until sunset, and therefore, his tum is less chamor, but he's not yet completely tahor, he can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. Mechusar begadim, someone doesn't have the clothing you have to wear, the kohen does that. Mechusar kapara, someone is lacking kapara, right? So we said someone goes to the mikvah, like say, azav, mitzara, someone gave birth, right? They have to bring karbonos on the day after they go to the mikvah to finish up their whole process of becoming tahor. Until they do this, it's not complete, and they're called mechusrei kapara, lacking atonement. And the kohen who's lacking can't go and work in the Beis HaMikdash. V'shalor ha-chasedim reglayim, u'chasuya yayin, u'puri roach, those that have long hair. And all these go ahead, right? And what's long hair mean? It's a grew for 30 days, because the kohen do that. Can't do that. Everyone wants to do the avodah. Rashi says, piru roach, avra alea, yosem shosham yom, shalor gilchu roacham. Aval, Arel, but if a kohen who's an Arel, he didn't have a brit milah, and or v'onein, that means a person who lost a loved one, and it's the day of the loss, and was not yet buried, it's known as a father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse, right, or sister, it's talking about a sister that's not married, then there's something known as aninus, and then onein, so a kohen onein is allowed to bring the to the service. The Yoshev, or somebody who sits while he's doing it, ain't a b'misa el bazar. People that do this, they're not going to be killed, just over in Isser. Baal mum, when he did with the Baal mum, according to his mum, Rabbi Omer b'misa, he gets me to be Shemayim, chamom in bazar, over in Isser. Hezid b'mi'ila, if a person purposely is over in Isser me'ila, that's if somebody uses property that's hektish, then Rabbi Omer b'misa, chamom in bazar, over in Isser. Okie dokie.
Now we break it down and go into each one of these. Ha'ochel is a tevel. Some of these tevels are going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Now, where do we know this from? The Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Minayin la'ochel is a tevel shu b'misa. The pasuk says, V'lo yichalu es kotshei b'nei Yisrael es asher yorimu la Hashem. All right, this pasuk is talking about different things of a kohanim in reference to truma and karbanos. And so now it's saying, and they shall not profane these things that are kadosh of Bnei Yisrael, asher yarimu, that will be separated for Hashem. Ba'asidim litrom akosur medaber. The pasuk here is talking about things that are yet to be separated, implying that things that are that the pasuk are speaking about are now in a state of Tevel. And then the Pasuk is saying, and they shall not profane, what's the mashmos of that? That it's also to eat the stuff as long as it's the truma hasn't been taken off of. Yalav chilil chilil mitruma, and we learn out, gzereshav chilil chilil from truma, malahol misa, just like by truma, someone eats it when it's tameh, it's going to be chayav misa v'lishamayim. Avka misa, so by Tevel, it's going to be chayav misa v'lishamayim. Okay. V'nelav chilil chilil minoser. Why are we learning chilil chilil from Chiruma? Why don't we learn a chilchil from Nosar? Nosar, we know, is stuff that's left over, has to be burned. Malaholim Bikaris. And somebody does that, is going to eats no size stuff that's left over beyond the time they're allowed to is going to be chayv karis. Av kama karis here too, it should be karis also, and not misa b'deishmaim. And for the Gemara, mistaber mitruma have a little. Maybe if it makes sense to learn that from truma, shekain truma chutzla aretz hutra berabim perus pigol vinosar. Tevel is similar to truma in which aspects? That it doesn't apply in chutzlaretz, right? Tevel and truma don't apply in chutzlaretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. And the lashon that's used in the pasuk is in the lashon rabim for both of them. And not only that, but it's stuff that's related to peiros, fruit. And tevel and truma don't have anything to do with the idea of pigel and nosar, right? It's only having to do with karbanos. And therefore, right, nosar is considered something to do with a carbon. This is not shayach to that. This is more adarabo. Mi nosar b'lidim. We should learn it from nosar because it has simulators in the following two ways. Shekein psul ochel. It's food. It is a food disqualification, right? Tevel and nosar are also to be eaten because of the type of food it is that's not taken over. But the iser of a kohen tummy to truma is on the person, not on the actual food. And ein lo heter b'mikvah. It's not going to be matered in mikvah, right? Tevel and nosar, you don't put it in the mikvah, but a kohen tummy goes to the mikvah. The first learner from there says, Gemara, okay, I hear there's two different ways we can go. And halach lefishin, but when it comes to the compare tevel to truma, there's more reasons than it comes to tevel to nosar. Ravina, another answer, chilul derabim, mechilul derabim odif. You want to make a gezer shava of chilul from rabim to rabim is more, it's odif, it's preferable. When it's by nosar, it's not in the plural. Okay, next. V'koin tamei shachal truma tahora. We said that a koin who's tamei that eats truma, that's tahor. Especially mechay misa yishamayim. No, we don't learn it. Shom dam yishmol. Minayin l'koin tamei shachal truma tahora. Shehu chay b'shu b'misa b'yishamayim. The chassid pasuk says, v'shamu es mishmarti v'lo yisu alav chet v'gomer. And they shall protect shamu es mishmarti by mishmeres and don't have a sin. And the Valiso of Chait, and the Pasuk goes on and say, and thereby die because of it, because they have been Mechalel. And we don't want that to happen, right? Mesubo ki yechaleluhu. So you see, that's what's going to happen. Tahora in, if a Kohen Tame ate Truma, that's Tahor, then it's Mithri Shemaim. Tamea lo, but not if it was something which is Tamea. Damer Shmuel Amr Belezer, minayin le Kohen Tame Shachal Truma Tamea Shem Misa, Shinemar, umesubo ki yechaleluhu, all because you're Mechalel. Beep, turn the page. Pegim base. Prat lezu shemuchilal somer. It's already mechulal, and you didn't do anything. Okay, v'zar shachos the truma. We're going to the next case of the Mishnah. Pardon, in the brisa, v'zar shachos the truma. Amar Rav, v'zar shachos the truma loke. A non-kohen, he'd say, he gets malchus. Amar le Rav Kahana, Rabbi Asi le Rav. Lema marba misa. Let's say that really gets misa. D'chsev chol zar lo yochol kodesh. Don't eat it. Don't you eat it. And for the Gemara, Ani Hashem Mekadeshem Hifsek Einyan. No, because it has the words, Ani Hashem Mekadeshem, which makes a little bit of a break between the topic, which then ends off saying that that there's going to be death. But the Rishon, these are the ones that have misa. Zar ochas a truma. It goes and eats truma. This goes against Rav. It says that a zar who eats truma is only going to get malchus. Doesn't get killed. It says Gemara, mas nisa ad Rav karamis. Rav tanu apolik. What are you asking a kasha on Rav from a Brisa? Rav himself is a Tana, and you can argue with this Brisa. So yes, goyach. So that's a machlokas. Okay. Now, then we had a whole bunch of lists that goes on. We have eight different isurim that are brought in the Brisa that people are going to be, that there's going to be Chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim. And let's take a look. Vazar Shashim, he goes, he's Meshamesh, Lechsev. Vazar Karv Yumas, he goes and he does it, he will die. Ve Tame Shashimish, a Tame who does it, he's going to Misa B'dei Shamayim. Kedabar Minei Rav Chia Bar Oven, Minei Rav Yosef, Minayin, the Tame Shashimish. Shuba Misa, Dirsev, Daber El Bin El Aaron, Vel Banov, Vinazru Mikachi Bene Sovali Halo Shem Kotchi. Then we learn a gzera shava malahol b'misa af kan b'misa. In fact, they're marvin yelav chil chilim inosai. We don't learn from inosai malahin lekar lahin lekaris af kan b'karis. So we said mistaber mitchuma. Have a little bit makes more sense to learn from chuma shekain. Why? Because guf, the case of the kohen tame who serves, and the kohen tame who eats chuma, it's the person himself who's becoming disqualified. But when it comes to nosar, it's the thing that's being eaten, and tame is because of the idea of tuma, that a kohen tame is usher to go and to serve or eat chuma because of the fact that he is tame, but no, says nothing to do with tuma. Mikveh, right? The kohen who is tame can get rid of it by going to the mikveh, but when it comes to no, sorry, it doesn't remove it from the mikveh. And birabim, we have in Rabim as opposed to in Yachid. So it's more Ad Rabim. You know, so we're learning for why Shekein Kodesh. It's dealing with things that are Kadosh, right? According to Tame, who violates by serving the Beis Hamikdash, is involved with Karbanos. And Nosar is also with Tome, but Truma has nothing to do with actual with Karbanos. Pinim has to do with things inside, doing the Avoda. And Nosar is things that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash, but Truma can be eaten anywhere. Pigal, Vinosar, we have Pigalosar that applies to it. The Gemara, Chil the Rabbim, Chil the Rabbim, Adif. No. But it makes some sense to learn it from a plural of Chilol. Okay, next part of the Baisa, Tful Yom Shashimesh. This person is going to get, Misa Vishamayim, no, from the time of the Baisa. Rav Sima Yomer, Ram is the Tful Yom Shim of Chilol. Minayin, where's our rem? Is that if a tful yom serves, he's going to be Michal the Avoda, Tamad Lomer, Kedoshim Yu, Lelo Kechem, Velo Yechalilu. Right? The Pasuk beforehand is talking about the Issa for a Kohen to be Mitami himself with the dead body. And therefore, when it's saying now, they shall be holy unto Hashem and not perform the Avoda while they are Tame. If this pasuk can be used for a kohen tamei who serves, the nafka lan mi viyinazru, because we already learned out that iser from they shall set themselves apart. Teil inyan letful yom shishimesh. You put it to a tful yom that to be shamish. Chilchil mitruma malon b'misa afkan b'misa. Says Gemara mechusa begadim. What about the next one? It says can be chay misa b'dei shamayim. That's a person who is mechusa begadim. It's not like wearing the begadim. In Nalim, where did this from? Amravam Rabbi Yochanan umatu ba mishmei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Some say it like from them. V'chagaito some avnate. The Torah says you should put them with avnate. Aaron ubanav. You should wrap them, and the kedusha shall be for them. Bisman should be gedayim aleim kunasam aleim. When they're gedayim aleim, then they are considered like a kohen, and therefore they're allowed to do the avoda. Ain't begot the migdam aleim, ain't kuna sam aleim. If not, then they don't have their kuna on them. The havalu zayrim, then they become like zayrim. Va'amar mar zar shishimish misa, and we know that zar shishimish he is going to be chay misa. Oh mechu, whoa, sar kapara. Someone's chusar kapara. You bring the carbon yet, who serves, so there's going to be chayim misa b'di shemayim. You know where it's from. Amar v'lina amar kwa. V'chipar ale ha-koin v'tahir, and the coin will provide a kapara for her, and she shall become purified. This is about a woman who gave birth, and we say tahira mechal shi tamea. If it says after she's considered tahara, that means that before she was considered some level of tumah. So we see some mechusar kapara is considered tame. V'amar bar tame shishimish b'misa, and we know that someone is tame and the mishamish they are b'misa. V'shelo rachot tzedaim reglaim. Someone washes his hands or raise his feet and does avodah is going to be chayim misa v'shamayim. We know where it's from. The Tanya bevoam el ol moed yirchatzu mayim v'lo yimusu. Whenever they come into the ol moed, they should wash their hands with water and not die. Pretty straightforward. Shesuya Yayin. Those who go ahead and they drink the wine. Those who drink in the wine. We're doing the coin who's doing this avodah after the Bechemi Sivshimayim. The Chsev, Yayin v'shecher al teish, don't do it. As they went Aaron Ubanov, and they come in that in order not to die, which is they do it, then they're going to die. O Peru Eros, Peru Eros. Also, someone who has long hair, It says, the Kohanim shall not shave their heads completely, and they shouldn't grow long hair. It says afterwards, don't drink the yain. Iskis pererot lishtuya yain. Masu yain b'misa. Af pererot is also b'misa.
Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.